Elizabeth, what is one of your favorite birds?
My favorite bird is a chickadee.
What do you like about the chickadee?
They're so friendly. They make friends right away with you. They're not scared of anybody. They'll try anything.
Ruth Carroll Cushman, if you were to say that there's a bird that's similar to your friend Elizabeth, what bird would you pick?
Well, chickadee would not be a bad choice because she's very perky and friendly.
Now, you have been a teacher in your life.
I was an elementary school teacher.
Elizabeth always emphasized nature and science in her classes, and she would take many, many field trips with the kids. Several of them came to her 100th birthday party and said what a big influence she had been in their lives.
Some of the kids called me the nature nut, but most of them learned to like it after they found out how interesting it was.
And so nature has been a big part of your life. Teaching has been a big part of your life. And you've had a lot of life.
Oh, yes. I will be 104 in February.
What does it feel like to be 103 years old going on 104?
It feels okay. I have to think and plan more carefully because I can't do everything I used to do as quickly or some things I can't do at all anymore.
Elizabeth, I'd like to know, what are the things that have given you the greatest joy in your life?
To walk up a mountain and see what's up there. I can't walk like we used to, but I can walk some. There's lots of joy in everything that's around you.
Elizabeth, I'm sure you hear it all the time. You do not look like you're 103 years old.
That's true. People don't believe it.
But you are.
But I am.
Well, one thing, Elizabeth, you have the figure of a teenager. That helps a lot.
Well, I attribute that to daily exercise, you know. If you just sit down all the time, you're not going to be very fit. There are three of us at Golden West who are over 100. And they're all women.
Are they all as healthy as you?
Maybe not quite, but two of us are quite active, except for the loss of hearing. That's kind of a big problem with one of the women. But they all live independently.
And Elizabeth, you're sort of a miracle lady because it was about 10 years ago, wasn't it, that Elizabeth had an aortic aneurysm burst. She recovered from it, and the doctors now say it has healed itself.
Okay, so the aneurysm was up near your neck.
Yes.
And an aneurysm is an area of the blood vessel that bulges out and then bursts.
Well, it sounds bad, but it could be a very tiny little opening, but it's vital because it's on your aorta. The doctors wanted to fix it, but I said I didn't want to do whatever it was, so I didn't have it done. But I've met a few people since that who have not had surgery and are okay, and some are dead. We all have to go sometime.
You look like you're very healthy.
I see a doctor only maybe once a year. They don't do anything except take my blood pressure and say, keep doing what you're doing.
What would you like to do for your 104th birthday?
Well, I have one daughter. She's going to be here for my birthday. She's a nurse, and she lives in Reno, Nevada. We're not going to set the world on fire. We had one big party when I was 100, and that's enough. She knows I like to go up in the mountains, so we'll pick out places to go, and she'll be driving, and I'll be riding along and enjoying the scenery.
What advice do you have for other people for living a long and healthy life?
Slow down on eating. Eat the right thing. Most people know the right things, but they like sweet things, and they nibble a lot and stuff. I don't do that. And I think you need to be active. Exercise every day. Everybody can walk. If it's snowing outside, you can walk inside. I live in a place where we have long halls, and we go up and down. And it gets kind of boring sometimes, but there's lots of nice people live in there, too. And they used to visit with somebody or whatever, you know.
Well, are you a worrier or are you a joyer?
No, I'm not a worrier. I'd say I'm an enjoyer.
I'm taking notes.